All right, everybody, let's get started, and let's start by going to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we worship you this morning. Lord, thank you for a clear gospel. Thank you for a simple gospel. And Lord, thank you for a gospel that is accomplished in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, thank you for the hope of eternity that is ours, that is steadfast. Because we trust in what Jesus has done. We do not try to add to the cross, to atonement, to imputed righteousness. What your Son did is sufficient, and we glory in this truth. We thank you for this truth. I pray, Lord, that we would know and love this truth, this gospel, so much, Father, that it pours forth everywhere we go. It's in our speech every day. Lord, that we would be faithful to tell others, that we would be faithful to the Great Commission. Lord, help us to do that this morning. Lead us in this study, I pray, for the glory of your name. Amen. Well, I don't know about you guys. I guess I said some of you guys I do know, because I've talked to a bunch of you guys since Thursday and Friday night. But at least for me personally, I was reminded this week, man, why we are here. I mean, literally, why we are here right now, meeting as a local church. But we are at a war. We are at a battle with darkness, with deception, with the false gospels of this world that try to add to the work of Jesus. Every false gospel is the same. Christ is not sufficient. We must add to it. And we saw that this week. For me personally, I'm not sure Jude 1, 3, and 4 has ever rung more clearly than Thursday and Friday of this week. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. Man, I am super proud of our boy over here, Stage Wright, who did that Thursday and Friday night. Contended earnestly. It was powerful. You know what I'm most proud of? I'm most proud of the striking similarity between Traver and Mr. Donahue. Maybe the only similarity. Traver's like, what in the world are you about to say? In my mind, anyway, it was obvious that Mr. Donahue's target audience was the Church of Christ people in that room. And it was very much obvious that Traver's target audience was the Church of Christ people in that room. And I am proud of that. It seemed to me, anyway, that a lot of what Mr. Donahue was doing and his delivery and his approach, it was seemed more for his base, more to encourage his people with his point of view to confirm what they believe. Not necessarily to appeal to us Reformed Baptists or us Hard Shell Baptists, I'm not sure which we are. Traver was the complete opposite of that. I mean, it was just abundantly clear that every word out of his mouth was aimed at those who were trapped in the bondage of a false gospel. Not a single one of us could have been in the room, and nothing would have changed in Traver's message. Not one thing. I was proud of that. Even to the point of begging these people to forsake their self-righteousness and to trust in the finished work of Jesus. Hallelujah! I'm still a little fired up, if you haven't told. Every day since the debates, we had a soccer game Saturday, we're talking about the debate on the sidelines. Literally, Hadley's fallen over, we're talking about the debate. Then we go home, and say we're talking about the debate. Then we go out for this birthday thing that night, we talk about the debate for 4 hours straight. I kid you not. We can't stop. Actually, I had to leave a little bit early. I listened on Friday to all three sessions of Traver. Then we had to leave. I mean, goodness, it was late. I got one kid asleep. The other one's losing his mind. So we went home, but, you know, went online, was watching it. I don't know if you knew this, but we didn't have comments turned on when we streamed our debate here on Thursday. They had their comments turned on, and if you hadn't seen the comments, there's some comments. Not many of them Reformed Baptist comments, by the way. One comment which struck out to me said, man, I wish Traver would stop preaching and start debating. I almost signed up for YouTube so that I could get in there and say, you dang Skippy, he preaching. That's my boy right there. That's exactly what he's doing. Why do you think we're here? He's preaching the gospel. He's standing behind a Church of Christ podium. He's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's people who have grown up in a false gospel their whole life. They've never heard the true gospel. They're hearing it now with clarity and with power. Boom. Someone might have let a boom slip out after Traver got done speaking. I am embarrassed about that. That was obnoxious. It was supposed to be like a calm one, just the person or people around me, and it was a little bit louder than was anticipated. I'm sorry about that. That was an obnoxious comment that I made. Anyone watching, I apologize. I'm sorry. Last